Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello listeners, our wrap-up show went for such a long time that we'd had to split it into two pieces, part one and part two. Part one will cover the Lee interview, Ferrell's extended universe, including the Ferrell's Fantastic Fun book, and part two next week will cover the mega credits segment, covering off all of our favourite characters and actors and writers and producers, our favourite episodes, our worst episodes, and general awards in the show. But for now, it's part one.
Hello and welcome to the Ferrell's Podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Boy, and I'm joined by...
John Cena!
George Cena, who's that? George Cena?
George Cena.
Yeah, okay.
George Cena.
As a wrestling fan that I am. So this is the finale wrap-up episode where we're going to look at the Ferrell's extended universe... Look into people who made the Ferrells, who appeared on the Ferrells. Talk about our favourite episodes, what were rated as the best and worst episodes, and some awards. So,
and
yeah, it's exciting and
also
something that's coming up soon. Mm-hmm. An interview with our super fan.
Oh yeah,
Lee 2015.
That's right.
Number one super fan Lee.
So maybe we should dive into. Into the superfan interview.
Yes. Head on.
So, as promised in a previous episode, we... sexy superfan, Lee, coming on the show. And, you know, we thought it was a good time to replay his intro.
Glorious. Truly magnificent.
And he's not coming today because he couldn't make it, sorry.
He died.
He died.
He died on the way over.
He was listening to our podcast in his car, wasn't paying attention, and he had a car crash and died.
He went off the road. He had at least 20%.
However, his
I want to say... Mm-hmm. Welcome, Lee. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So, I just wanted to say one thing, that one of our followers, one of our listeners, Kane Shakespeare, he actually tweeted or retweeted the hashtag Lee2015 on Twitter.
Mm, he did.
A few months ago.
Thank you, Kane.
Didn't even notice it.
I think he should be the super fan. I don't even follow you.
Yeah, but you're the original super fan. Let me start off by asking one quick question, Lee.
Yeah.
Do you have nothing better to do with your life?
Not when I'm driving to work, no.
Okay.
That's the only time I'll listen to it, in the car, on the way to work.
So what's your process of listening? How do you get it on to your, in your car? Do you burn it on CD?
How do you get it into your eardrums? I
tape it on cassette.
Whoa.
And then I put it in my cassette player. In my car, and then I listen to it off cassette, just to make it...
Sometimes he pulls by the side of the road and does a few breakdance moves, gets back in, drives off again.
And I flips it, gets a pencil out to fix it up.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I just stream it over Bluetooth. On stereo, yeah.
Now, can I ask, Lee, have you ever seen an episode of The Ferrells?
Probably when I was a kid. I kind of remember a little, like, what the characters kind of look like. But ever since listening to the podcast, I haven't watched one. I've been tempted, but now I kind of refuse to watch one.
so
we've tempted people to watch the Ferals.
At least you kind of have an idea what they looked like, because if you're going off our podcast alone, then you're probably thinking humanoid-sized rats and rabbits that just...
They're almost humanoid-sized, aren't they? The puppets are pretty big.
What? They're like a quarter of the size of a human.
I didn't say human-sized, I said humanoid size.
I don't think you guys have ever explained what they look like, really.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I know. I just thought that, yeah.
We have the fantastic fun book. So, 30 episodes later, we should probably explain what these ferals look like.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you explain what they look like, Mike. What does Raddus look like?
He looks kind of like a rat.
Jeez.
He has rat-like features.
Rat-like features, that's right. Mixie looks kind of like a rabbit. Darren looks like...
kind of like a rat.
I think I know where this
like
is going.
Like your mom had sex with a dog. And Modigliana looks like the feral cat that lives outside my house.
I think, what is it, Mixie, she kind of looks like Raddus, but with ears. Big ears on the top.
Yeah.
In a different colour.
Never thought that, but thank you for pointing that out.
The thing that I always notice is Darren's eyelashes are very feminine. You guys notice that?
Yeah, they have big eyelashes.
Very big eyelashes.
Don't forget that Raddus has green peanuts in his whiskers.
I didn't notice that. Peanuts. What?
Don't forget it. You really don't listen to the show.
What show?
So, Lee, can I ask? When we started this campaign, we weren't certain if it would be successful, because when we first approached, you seemed a bit hesitant. What changed your mind? What swayed you?
You guys sounded pretty desperate to get me on. That's what swayed me.
That's true.
the endless SMS messages. When are you going to come on?
The camping outside his house till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it got a bit weird.
It didn't help, though, the mass mob with the Lee 2015 hashtag t-shirts surrounding you at all times.
All right, there was a lot of, I think it trended on Twitter as well.
It did. Yeah. Take that, Trump 2015.
That whole one retweet.
Hey, that was a high-value retweet. It got you on the show.
It did,
to be honest.
He felt pity for us.
I love it. It actually wasn't a retweet. It was actually someone doing it over their own volition.
It was an original. It was an original. Yeah, it's true. Because he also tweeted hashtag Doomdor.
Yes. Doomdor.
Kane Shakespeare, you are truly a super fan.
Yeah, he's a super fan. We should have got him on, but unfortunately we're stuck with you, Lee.
I know. Beggars can't be choosers.
No.
So, Lee, you've obviously listened to pretty much every one of our episodes, bar the one that I think hasn't gone live yet.
Yeah.
Who is the VIP of the show?
The VIP of the show?
Who's the most important person to this show?
As in a character on the TV show, or just in...
No, the podcast.
This is getting so
I don't
meta.
Know how awesome I am.
This is getting meta.
Who's the most important, huh?
The VIP. The VIP. Come on.
I'm the VIP. I'm the most important. I'm your listener.
He's true. He's right. He
That's
is
a good
right.
Point.
He's the true
customer
VIP.
/ listener is the true VIP. We do this for people like
real.
You. Not if for you us, because we trust real we get VIP. Nothing out of this.
If you're asking me to pick a favourite, I don't have fun.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house right now. Get out. Out.
Okay.
Out.
So, Lee, who do you laugh at the most when you're listening to the show?
Hang on, that's a loaded question. He said laugh at the most.
I laugh at Michael the most.
God damn it.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff he comes out with, some of it is pretty weird.
So if we could change something about the show, what would be the number one thing that you given that we're going to re-record the entire show?
Get rid of Mike.
Yeah, get rid of Mike and replace him with someone like Gordon, I think.
His neighbor. Yes, that's true.
The G-Man.
The G-Man.
I wish we could get the G-Man on the show.
Although he would have spoiled Star Wars, so that would have bummed me out. So
he would have.
Oh yeah.
Hey, we just watched it. How long ago? About an hour ago. It finished.
Yeah, about
I can't
an hour
like.
Ago.
Yep.
So this podcast is going to come out, you know, in January. But I'd watched it, what, about 10 days earlier than you guys?
Yep.
It was driving me crazy that you hadn't seen it. I wanted to talk about it.
I'm curious.
Well, we can't talk about it now because we could spoil it for anybody else at least.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
This isn't That's really true. A spoiler, but did you have 30 minutes of ads before you started?
I thought you were going to say, this isn't a spoiler, but dies.
Well, dude, you better beep that out, future Luke.
No. So, because I went to the midnight showing, it started at 12:01 on the dot. Okay. It just started showing straight away.
Awesome.
Because I think if it had half an hour of ads.
We had half an hour of ads, and there was like three trailers.
Yes. Yeah, we're not even exaggerating. It was half an hour of ads. We looked at the time.
Oh, shit, yeah. Like, if I was the movie companies, I'd definitely do that. I'd make a lot of money doing that. But I think with us, because it was midnight, they didn't want to put half an hour of ads on, or else you'd be out at like 3:00 something.
Yeah, that would have been right.
I spent $9 on a hot dog, and they didn't even put the mustard and sauce on for me. They gave me the packets.
Worst hot dog ever.
You're obsessed about stuff like that.
First world problem.
Well, no, for $9, I sympathise with them. I mean, alright, if you paid $3 or something, fair enough. But $9 for a hot dog, and was it even a good hot dog?
It was okay, but it didn't even have cheese. It had
no cheese. What a travesty.
Had no cheese. And I had to I had Master Foods mustard and ketchup to actually have put on myself.
I don't mind Master Foods mustard and ketchup. But okay, can I just say Swinney has this crazy, crazy thing about if he's paying for something and getting a service, he wants them to do all the work and he doesn't want to do any work himself. So when have you ever bought
a hot dog, not including like if you bought one from 7-Eleven or some crap?
Heaps of times.
And they haven't actually done the stuff for you.
That's actually the most common way.
No. I'm not talking sausage sizzle where they've got the bottles there. I'm talking they give it to you.
Yes.
There's nothing done with it.
That's what they do in America. That's where every single place does it in America.
America's screwed up. They need to get their hot dogs down pat.
Because people like different. They've got a different jam, you know? Some people like just sauce, some people like just mustard, some people like a lot of one or the other. So you got to do it yourself. Like, it makes sense.
This was just the bun and the sausage. That's it. There was nothing else.
You should start a separate podcast critiquing hot dogs and the lack of ketchup.
Wait, I just want to say two things quickly about Swinney's craziness about servers.
Yep.
The first is he refuses to use self-service at grocery stores.
But you know what he did today? Refuses. You know what he did today? He used those McDonald's screens where you make your own burgers.
I know. And he says that's fine. He says that's good. I don't understand the logic.
Yeah, it's fine.
And the second thing, this is this crazy incident. I think this was at Soundwave, Swinney, in Melbourne? When we were trying to get in.
No, it was Soundwave in Sydney.
Okay, Soundwave Sydney. We were trying to get in, right? And this guy's got a bag. It was a bag, right?
Yeah.
And we get to the gate, and we're so pumped to go see it. Like, all these bands that are going to be there. And the security guard's like, oh, open your bag. And Swinney's like, you open it.
What?
It's your job.
What?
I swear to God, this guy was going to kick us out. He was like 1 minute from either whacking him or like kicking us out. I was hoping whack him, don't kick us out at least.
You did not explain that properly. Okay?
Go on.
The guy was the douchiest of douche and he motions at me with this dismissive tone like open the bag.
Okay.
And so I said, it's your job, you're getting paid to do it, you open the bag.
Wait, you actually Seriously. Told him it's your
he
job.
He did say, no, dude, he did. I was like, oh, shit, this is going to go bad.
The guy was so pissed, I swear, he wanted to punch me.
He did. But, oh, he so wanted to punch you, man.
I can't wait till they get pulled over by the cops one day.
But that's do you the know what thing, done this wrong, guy's just a freaking guy know what being paid done to check wrong. Bags.
No, you tell me, that's your job.
The guy was getting paid to check bags. I'm sorry. If you're going to be a douche to me, I'm going to be a douche to you in return.
I can't remember what actually happened. Did you actually relent and open your own bag?
I can't remember what happened, actually.
Yeah, it got really awkward,
I know
man.
That I know that really I walked awkward. Away feeling very happy, and he was pissed off because he couldn't do anything.
Sounds like the guy
I think he did
the
open the bag, or he just, like, let you go. It was really screwed up. But can I put some more context? everyone was opening their own bag, like, in front of you. It was like, that was the process. So he kind of motioned to you, like, just could do it like everyone else.
No, you know? I wouldn't have had a problem opening the bag. That's not the point. It's the... When someone is an arsehole to you, I'm sorry, but you're getting paid to check bags. You can bloody open the bag.
What I like is, I wouldn't classify you as like a renegade or a rebels per se, but this moment, you were just like, you do it, it's your job. I was just like, oh shit, you're not getting in here.
Okay, so maybe we should get back to interviewing Lee.
That's true.
Hot dogs, bag check, self-service. So, Lee, if you had to, knowing that Mike is the funniest person on this podcast...
I wholeheartedly disagree.
And you stay out of this, Mike.
Screw you. Shut up. You're the only good part of the show.
And knowing that Mike, unfortunately, will not be joining us as a regular covering Round the Twist...
Traitor! Traitor!
What series would you like Mike to cover on his own?
I wouldn't have a clue. I didn't even know you guys were doing Round the Twist until like 5 minutes ago.
That went well so far.
It's a very good question, John. Thanks.
Screw you guys. I'm starting my own podcast.
Well, that's the thing is, we want Mike to start his own podcast, but he's too non-committal.
Well, too lazy.
I'd have anything. To know his interests, and the only real interest I knew he had was gaming, and now he's given that up, so I don't know.
Porn! I mean, yeah, gaming was pretty much it.
So
he's going to do a porn cast.
A porn cast. I like that.
How excited he sounded. A porn cast.
That's a bellissimo idea. I like it very much.
How about... Apri la finestra.
Apri la son my foot.
I do have an idea now. Maybe he can review consumer electronics. That's his new addiction. Just buying random junk from Dick Smith.
That may be true, yes.
This is something I actually wanted to discuss in last week's podcast, but I didn't get a chance to. Mike is addicted to buying tablets and iPads and stuff like that now.
Really?
Yep.
What?
I think in the same week, didn't you buy like multiple laptops and iPads?
What?
And...
What? Multiple laptops?
I'm not going to deny this. I'm not going to deny this. However, I need to explain myself. I purchased a laptop at $99. I wasn't entirely happy with the laptop. I happened to stumble across...
A $99 laptop. Well, thank you very much. I wasn't entirely happy
with
it.
Trust, for $99, it's an excellent laptop. However, it didn't quite meet my needs.
Why were you unhappy with it?
Because it was a little thicker than I thought it would be. Screen wasn't that good.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, somehow I ended up stumbling across a $200 laptop/tablet hybrid. And I thought to myself, this much better meets my needs. I should purchase this.
Can I ask, how much time difference was there between those two purchases?
I don't know, like a week?
Okay, it's not too
bad. So anyway...
Okay. Yep, keep going.
Wait, can I just ask, did you return the $99 one?
No, you can't. I'm not that bad.
Okay, so you got this $99 laptop now just sitting there.
Yes.
You would have returned it if it was possible to return it.
Then I stumbled across a very well-priced... MacBook Air.
We did speak about this.
Now, I would have had to be crazy not to buy it at that price. And this is... I'm not talking about something that fell out of the back of a truck from George.
Which is okay as well.
Well, not my kind of thing. I prefer to buy things legitimately, through legitimate sources.
Yeah, but
for $99.
But dodgy, though. You want to get a deal. You want to screw...
I
want to
get a deal, but it's got to be through a legitimate source. Of a deal.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't screw anyone. They happen to... That's the price of purchase it at.
I don't screw anyone. They screw themselves.
So, anyway, okay. I may have also ended up with a Canon 7D Mark II and a Kindle and iPad and a whole bunch of different gadgets and...
It just glosses over.
You got a 7D.
Like these five purchases.
A 7D Mark II,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
That's a good...
How
camera.
Much did you pay for that? Like... $1,500 or something?
No, it was... I'm not going to disclose any prices, but it was very well priced.
I don't know if you guys know how expensive that camera is.
They're about $2,500 with a lens,
yeah. Yeah, but you just glossed over the fact that you bought a cheap-ass laptop, a MacBook Air, and an iPad, and now this camera, which I hadn't heard
and
about.
And I may have also bought the
space
a Nikon
of 2 weeks.
D3300 and a Canon G16...
Oh,
And another Kindle.
Anyway, the whole point that we're
far out. I want to get some of those presents.
The whole point that we're getting to is that Mike gave up gaming, is now he's turned his attention to becoming an avid purchaser of consumer electronics.
Correct. So I have come to the conclusion that I wasn't addicted to gaming. I'm not addicted to consumer electronics. I'm addicted to spending every single cent I earn. That is what I'm addicted to.
That's a very smart conclusion.
That's synthesizing the evidence.
It's all making sense now.
Why don't you buy term deposits?
I see where you're getting to. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's boring, though.
That's boring, though.
It is. You can't fiddle around with a term deposit.
Why don't you buy stuff off Gumtree and then sell it?
Nah, see, I don't like to wreck things just to make a profit. I like to get things and not use them.
God.
Do you still have your Guitar Hero things or Rock Band? You know, I cared about 10 of them.
Maybe the microphone's sitting on one right now.
Thank you, Superfan Lee. See, you're such a superfan, you know more than
this is referencing. I think we've actually spoken about this story on the podcast,
Mike,
but how many sets of rock band?
Three. Instruments do you have?
Oh, no, hey, it was more
than
that.
I tried to
give
them to people and they didn't want them.
That's how good they are.
So Lee, speaking of Mike, what kind of podcast would you want him to be on? Would you want him to review another show, or would you want him to do like a 30-minute show where he rants about the week's news and his take on the week's news?
I'd like him to be on a podcast about Round a Twist. That'd be good.
Nope. I apologize to... Are you a fan, Lee? Because you would be the only one. Yes, no, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I would like to apologize to my one maybe fan that, no, I am not continuing with Round a Twist.
Disappointing. I'm disappointed. But I have noticed you've made like notes to future Luke, and then you've left stuff in. It's just like future Luke.
Fix this.
Like swearing.
Meh. Future Luke's like, nah.
There's been a few F-bombs and stuff left in.
Oh, I have accidentally left a few.
I was getting told off at the start for F-bombs, yet. I think
I must admit,
he's done
the most now. Yeah.
I am proud to say that I've never dropped a curse word that I didn't plan.
But you don't swear that often in the first place.
No. No, he doesn't.
I do, just not like you guys.
Yeah, I swear a lot.
Yeah, same.
I don't use them like verbs like you guys.
I heard
like
people that swear are supposed to be smarter or something.
People who swear are smarter than there's a lot of smart people
I'll
around Sunshine.
Come into my house. I give you my hospitality, and this is how you treat me. I treat you very well.
Just in case we haven't established, Lee is in my place today.
Oh yeah, that's true. We should have said that as well. Mm-hmm. Even at work, I've found people who are happy with swearing, because most people don't swear at all, so I don't swear.
Okay.
But I found a few pockets where, you know, I turn to drop a few F-bombs here and there. So it sort of eases me out of it.
See, people are shocked when they first heard me swear at work. I'm like, well, I just don't feel the need to swear when it's not appropriate. You'll know when it's appropriate.
When is it not appropriate, though? It's always appropriate.
No, because the more you use things, the less impact that they have.
Is that why I don't want to even say?
That's why I'm abstaining myself from having sex.
That's why I have sex once a decade.
I'm not talking a physical impact.
I want it to feel good. Not just for you, baby. For me.
Oh god, this has gone off the rails.
I know. So, have we got more questions for Lee? I don't even feel like we've really.
You don't really ask me. You just keep asking me.
Oh,
what's Mark going to do on his future podcast? That's been the last 5 questions.
We're just talking about stories.
Hey, my internet dropped out. You guys need to pick up the ball.
Have you got any real questions?
Yes. Tell us about yourself, number one fan.
Well, my name's Lee.
We gather that.
And it's It's 2015. Oh, my
name's Lee. Cool. All right, moving on.
Can I just say that this is the second successful Lee-based campaign that I have ran in my lifetime?
What was the first one?
Yeah, what was the
first? The first was in high school.
Bings.
Which was Vote for Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah.
And everyone did.
And everyone did vote. And that's how we learned about manipulating votes.
Yeah. To become like class captain or something.
Yeah, basically, Lee was made like a representative of our class because I kept writing Vote for Lee everywhere. But you got me back good by photoshopping my face into some, I don't know, gay gangbang picture or something. I don't know what it was. Yes, I never saw
photoshopped.
It.
Photoshopped.
You didn't need to see it because it was a real photo.
Our school was that disorganized, though. Only had to, we were supposed to do this thing every week. It only lasted 1 week and then it kind of just all disbanded anyway.
Yeah, that was...
It's awesome.
We've spoken about it.
I think it was the win that mattered.
Yeah, it was.
I think we should up our game. I think we should register Lee for pre-selection for the Labour Party in his local area.
Okay, that's a good challenge.
I'd probably win.
So you can actually.
if John gets behind me, I think I'll win it.
John's the kind of guy who would get behind you.
He's a good campaign manager.
You got a strong Labour.
Who is this
Labor
John
name?
You guys keep talking about? It's been 30 episodes now. I don't know who this dude is.
So have there been any moments, Lee, where you've laughed so loud that you've crashed your car?
Well, funny you should mention that, because he's rocked up in a car that's about half the size of his, his actual car.
Are you answering the question for him?
Well, no, I'm just so glad that Lee's on the show, because Mike can answer the question for him.
He rocks up in, at the risk of sounding a little sexist, a very feminine-looking car.
What?
Compared to his very beasty, powerful sports car that he normally drives.
Just Google that.
It doesn't feel good driving.
Yeah, so we suspect maybe he did crash his car listening to one of our podcasts.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know what it was? He probably fell asleep.
Yeah.
He probably fell asleep during all those times when Mike wasn't saying anything.
I remember laughing now.
Couple of podcasts.
The funniest moment, I remember it now. Okay. You just reminded me, John. It was like a few episodes ago.
Who's John?
And Mike was like quiet for like 20 minutes. And I was wondering in my head, I was just like, God, I haven't heard Michael for a while. And then at the same time, John's like, Mike, are you there? And then I just cracked up laughing because it was like, just happened to be at the same time. But me and John kind of thought it in our heads.
Ah, it's good to know people can.
It's good to know that the funniest moment on the show was when Mike didn't talk for 20 minutes. And we made mention of that. I do think if you listen to all the episodes really quickly, we start to attack Mike at the last third of the show.
I don't know how you can listen to these episodes really quickly. They drag on for like hours and hours and hours.
Well, you know, I listen to all podcasts at 2x speed, so.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you play our podcast backwards, did you know that they say satanic verses?
No, I didn't. From now, but I'm not going to try it.
So I will.
Listening to once
normal.
Is not bad enough.
What the hell are you doing, Mike?
Mike's speaking slowly, so then when I hear it again,
speed, so he will hear it at normal speed when he plays it.
I am
going to hear this. Can you attempt to do your gay Mike Tyson impression at half speed?
No.
Sounds like some British sitcom butler or something. So what do you think of the episode length, Lee? Should we go in longer? It's too short, right, the episodes?
They're not too... How long did I go for normally?
Ron Jeremy.
About 2.5
length.
Hours.
2.5 hours?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Ron Jeremy.
I thought they were like 90 minutes.
Ron Jeremy. Oh, they're about an hour to an hour and 20 usually. Yeah. Sometimes shy, just short of an hour, but there's one that went for nearly 2 hours, I swear.
Yeah, there is.
It was worth every minute.
This is already 30 minutes.
This interview itself is like 30 minutes. This is going to be one little part of a bigger episode.
I reckon 90 minutes is a good length.
Mm.
90 minutes, an hour and a half.
Is that Ron Jeremy length, 90 minutes, Mike?
Give or take.
Give or take.
Okay, well, do you have any other questions, Winnie?
Any other questions? I don't even have any questions.
Yeah, any other questions?
Hey, I've had four questions written down, I've asked all four of them, so screw you, Mike.
When was this, when you were disconnected?
Do you have a question that's non-Mike related?
I know, it's all about Mike.
Three of them were non-Mike related.
I don't remember.
Anyway, that's it, Superfan Lee. You're clearly not paying attention to my questions, that's it. You were demoted to
this half naked.
Number two superfan.
Yes.
Kane Shakespeare is now number one superfan.
Thank you, Kane.
He's been promoted.
It's a cool name, Kane Shakespeare.
Do you think it's a real name?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to say no, because if it is, we just lost our now newly promoted number one fan.
So then Lee is reinstated as the number one fan?
I guess by default you will be. The number one and only
fan. He's back in black.
So, Lee, all right. Is it better if we go off in the weeds and talk about random things, or do you find it funnier when we're talking about the episode itself?
I don't mind when you go off topic. I find it kind of funny sometimes. But I know John hates it. He's always like trying to sway you back onto Ferrell's topics. But I do.
That's good to know.
No,
I enjoy it when you go off topic.
Can I just say, Lee, it's not because I hate it. It's because I know that Monkey Boy's going to cut stuff if we go too long. Like, he cut my whole segment last week, you bastard.
No, that was funny because you're like, oh, I've got to do my segment next, and then it just never happened. And I was waiting for it, and then it
damn you.
It didn't happen.
In his defense, it wasn't a funny segment, so...
Well, yeah.
I'll give
what was
that
it about?
Up. I'll give
that didn't
one
think it was
up.
That bad.
It was about gun control in America.
A very comical topic.
And actually, like, I listened to it, the whole thing again, I'm like, yeah, this is not that entertaining. I mean, even for
all
Ferrell.
Right, all right.
So, yeah. I think we need to spin off into our own little shows where we cover crazy stuff.
Okay, and maybe we can get Superfan Lee back on some of our
2016.
Yeah, true. True.
I might come back.
Although he's probably never going to want to come back after this.
Well,
after this, we just talk about ourselves.
I might have to vet the questions next time. Make sure they're not just all about Mike.
What questions?
Yeah.
Well, what questions?
Mike, just because you don't prepare questions doesn't mean other people don't.
Maybe like something like, what was your favourite episode?
What was your favourite episode, Lee?
The one where you were quiet for 20 minutes.
Well, okay. So, Lee is a third party in this equation. Did you notice that Michael is talking less and, you know, less enthusiastic?
Can
or
we not?
Do you find him as enthusiastic?
No more my questions. That's it. No more my... You don't have to answer that.
Okay,
no more
okay.
My questions.
I think when he stopped gaming, then he went a bit more quiet. I thought he'd perk up a bit, but he didn't. I thought he'd be more like interested in the podcast, but he seemed disinterested.
I wasn't disinterested.
But he came back last week's episode, whatever, whichever one that was.
You haven't seen him. He was on fire in the episode.
This girl is on fire.
Mike even prepared a quiz.
I did, which will probably get cut out.
That was funny. Sorry to spoil it for you, Lee, that he completely forgot about, and then we had to restart our entire ending segment because he goes, oh, wait, there's a quiz.
That was funny. That was a funny quiz. And are you excited about listening to the last episode of the Ferrells podcast, Lee?
I am excited, but this is going to be the last episode, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true.
So I'm super excited about listening to it, because I'll be on it.
It's the last
I have the power to cut this out. And then also we're going to do a clip show, like a best of show. You didn't listen to our best of season one show, did you?
No, I didn't, because I kind of already listened to it already, so it seemed a bit pointless.
Ah, but we added extra bits of best of. This was the best of.
But you didn't.
What? How do you know that?
What I find funny about that is...
Because I think John told me.
Damn you, John. Damn you.
So, we have a strong audience of two, so we know that Lee didn't listen to the best of. And
maybe...
Hey, Swinny, was it the most amount of work we would have to do on one single episode?
Well, for definitely for you, and I had to listen to every episode, so wow. We're just like...
So,
we have... That's like 17 hours of podcast.
I know. I reckon we spent like 50 hours on that stupid episode.
So, given that, Lee, you had no intention of listening to it, because you've already heard that before.
Yeah.
Given that you're sitting here recording this, will you be listening to this episode?
I will, because I want to see what I sound like.
Well, guess what?
Does my giant throbbing erection not give it away?
Well, guess what, Lee? We're going to...
Hang on, I'm going to have one somewhere.
What happened?
We're looking for a microscope.
So I can see Mark's
what?
Throbbing...
Alright. Lee.
Future Luke.
I'm just...
Future Luke.
Yeah, future Lee, Luke, don't cut that out.
I'm just going to break this to you now. The bit where we're recording now won't be on the last episode. We're actually now going to insert this in the season 2 best of in the middle. So you're going to have to listen to it.
No, I won't bother. It's all right. I think you should put some a tweet out or something and ask if anyone actually did listen to the bonus episode just to see if it's worth doing again.
Well, I think Monkey Boy and I enjoy too much to not do it again. So.
Yeah,
enjoy listening to it.
I actually have listened to the best of, I think, 2 times at least, maybe 3. It's funny. It's funny listening to just the little clips. So it's mostly just Michael making a goose of himself.
You know it.
Oh my God, that's his full name?
Michael.
That's Mike's full name. Michael all making this time. A goose. Michael Hawk. Doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I think if that's, if we don't have any other questions, we might wrap it up.
Sounds good to me.
So Lee, do you want to stick around for the rest of the recording?
If you'll have me. Stick around.
Okay, cool.
Mikasa
su. You're wanted.
We're going to talk about our overall thoughts for the show. Just to kick it off, do you think it was worthwhile reviewing every single episode of The Ferals, Michael?
Is that one hand clapping?
No.
Is that no to both questions?
Let me put this another way. There are certain times in life where I question decisions I have made and what I'm doing with my existence.
Mm. Yes, as we do.
As we do. And this podcast has been one of those times. Nah, just kidding. I loved it. It was a
decision. Yes, the decision was good, wasn't it?
Good. I thought it was a very good decision to do this. However,
so good
when
that
I
you
decide
do not want to do anymore.
Exactly. And when I decide to run for presidency sometime in the future, this is probably going to come back and haunt me, no doubt.
Do you run for presidency or for president?
Well, that's a good question, actually.
Well, Mike, if you're running for president, it's a really good thing that every time you finish up when you're doing the business, that you finish on something really clean and relatively wholesome, isn't it?
That's true. That's true. And you should thank future Luke, who actually is past Luke in our current timeline.
That's right.
Whoa, that's like some weird time paradigm shift weird thing. Mike. That's not wholesome.
That is not wholesome. That is not whole or wholesome. Do you ever fear, Mike, that on your deathbed you're going to think back on your life and think this may have been your greatest accomplishment?
Given that it's practically my only accomplishment in life, yes.
I mean, if we think about things that we've all completed, this might have been the only thing that we've actually seen all the way through.
I think it is the only thing we've seen through. Huh.
It's pretty good. We've all three of us have had a lot of pretty decent, strong ideas, and to actually complete something feels normal. Mm. It feels like everyone else.
Yeah.
And it's kind of
you
funny.
You have a goal and you do it.
We're all like completionists. We like for things to be perfect or 100%, and yet we've never really completed anything apart from this.
If it wasn't video game related, then no.
Well, speaking of which, that's the thing about this podcast. Normally, at least in my case, I spend my time consuming other people's stuff. That this is probably the first thing I did where I actually created my own thing. As in, we created our own thing, obviously. Not I created my own thing.
Mm.
So that was different. I encourage everyone listening to this, which is Lee in the future and Kane Shakespeare, our other fan, to do the same. The process of creation.
I care you constantly belittling our small listener base.
And to the other two or three people that may have downloaded the podcast.
So, I mean, at the start of doing the podcast, how many times do you think it would have been downloaded?
At the start?
Like if... When we were like, oh, let's do this. It. Yeah, before we started doing it, how many times do you think... No, but seriously.
No, seriously, zero. Before we started doing it, I'm pretty sure not downloaded a podcast.
I would have been shocked if we, considering that we didn't really promote the podcast much, if at all, and we just wanted to do it and, I guess, get our feet wet in podcasting and do it on a really weird topic, very niche topic.
Ultra niche.
That appeals to only a very particular demographic in a particular geographic area of the world.
Yeah.
I would have been shocked if each episode would have been listened to more than a couple of
times.
Yeah,
same. Not including us.
So I'll...
Meaning you two.
So I've got all the stats. Okay. So on average, each episode... Now, of course, Sweeney and I... Who's John?
She's John.
Sweeney and I have downloaded the episodes off the feed, but... Mm. On average, each episode's been listened to by 42.
Whoa.
42 listeners.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm happy with that.
Wow, I take it back. Our lovely 40-odd listeners. Thank you.
So there you go. You shouldn't belittle our audience.
I wasn't belittling our audience. I'm just genuinely surprised. I seriously thought we only had two people listening. I did. I thought we were just talking to ourselves.
So, I guess my thoughts on the entire show, like, we will come back later in this show and talk about the Ferals in detail, what our favourite episodes are, what the favourite episodes were as ranked by our ratings. Mm-hmm. But my overall thought is, I'm pretty happy that we did this show. It's ultra niche. It was good to sort of cut our teeth about podcasting and editing and all that kind of fun stuff. But I thought the show held up. It's very Aussie. It's very non-PC at times. It's not a show that would be made today. And it was entertaining. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I concur.
Definitely. And
great podcasting, Mike. I concur.
Sorry, I mentioned in the very first episode of our show is when you pitch this idea, I thought it was a hilarious idea. Like, it was an awesome idea. But I didn't really tell you the truth in the fact that I remember hating this show.
Mm, yeah, you didn't tell me that.
Since then, I've realised it was Feral TV. It was Feral TV that I remember disliking. In saying that, if I watched all the episodes of Feral TV now, I might have a different opinion again. But I don't remember the original show very much at all. So I'm really happy we did this, and it's been an awesome experience.
It's definitely brought us closer together, even though we're so geographically dispersed.
That's true. Agree?
Not really dispersed. I mean, you live like 10 minutes away from me, Mike.
Hey.
That's not very dispersed.
For antisocial gamer kind like us, that might as well be 10,000 kilometers.
Yeah, and you guys are literally...
I saw you like 4 hours ago, Mike. We watched a movie together. I wouldn't put it
Did you guys sit next to each other?
Hang on, you? No, that was John I met.
Actually, No. Can I note this? Okay, we're sitting in the cinemas. And Mike's in the middle. Superfan Lee's on the left. Hi, Superfan Lee. I know you haven't been talking. And I'm on the right of Mike. Mm. And the movie starts in the opening crawl of Episode 7, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Mike gets up and goes and sits on the other side of Lee and leaves a space between me and them. And I'm like, what the hell? Maybe because the guy in front of you was farting.
No,
all
he
the
wasn't
time?
Farting. What? No, his head was too big. I couldn't see the credits as they were coming up.
His head was too big.
The text was coming up the screen, and I couldn't see half the freaking screen. His head was too big. And I wasn't about to ask him to slouch in the chair. The guy probably just had a really good posture. So
just a really
I
big
had
hit.
To move. And by the way, I have no idea what those credits said because I didn't see them because I missed out.
The crawl, opening crawl.
Opening
not
crawl,
credits.
Sorry. Yeah. I have no idea what it said.
So without ruining
Darth Vader being sorry,
Luke Skywalker,
sorry, Mike.
Or something.
Can I just check with you? This is linking back to an early podcast. Do credits scroll up or scroll down?
That depends whether you watch them on a Mac or on a PC.
What? All right, let's go back to the...
Have it in, like, Arabic countries. Do they scroll up or down?
Lee knows. We did. You pointed something at me. Oh, that was just his middle finger. I think he meant up.
Okay.
Well, that was super interesting.
So this is actually the first opportunity I've had to ask you guys. So you finally watched Star Wars
yes.
10 days after I watched
yes.
it. Without having any spoilers, as we did earlier, did you like the movie? Any crazy thoughts on it?
I put it slightly above The Phantom Menace.
Really? That bad?
No, it was awesome, alright. It was good fun.
What, like, my outstanding point about it is, mm-hmm. like, I feel like it almost had too much fan service, too many nods to A New Hope and Empire Strikes mm-hmm. Back, but at the same time, in the context, with the prequel trilogy, it was almost a movie they had to make to put it back on, like, to correct the course, and now they have the opportunity to make whatever movie they want for Episode 8 and 9. So they can go off in a really different direction. Still in a Star Wars flavour.
That's a fair point.
But not echoing Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. That's what I hope they do. I hope they go in a different direction.
It did exactly what it needed to do.
Yeah.
It created a whole new set of characters with a couple of obviously the old classics. And now everyone's attached to these new set of characters. Mm. It did exactly what it needed to do.
The amazing thing is, yeah, you're right. Like, think of all the things that J.J. Abrams had to do. He had to create a whole new toy line. Tick. He did that. He had to introduce Star Wars to a new audience that then could watch the original trilogy. Tick. That definitely happened.
Mm-hmm.
He made it somehow grittier, but it still found its way to be exactly like Star Wars, as opposed to what's it called? Episode 3, where... It was too dark, and it wasn't like a Star Wars movie in the end. And also, he created, like what you're saying, Swinney, he created characters that I actually were really rooting for the new characters and wanted to see more of the new characters in the following episodes, like Poe Dameron,
Dr. Quinn,
the pilot.
The medicine woman. She was in it! Did you guys not see her?
You idiot.
I hope she appears in number 8 and 9. With slightly less clothes.
Yeah. So you'd give it a thumbs up?
Hell yeah. Dr.
Yeah,
Quinn. I just love that show.
I'm going to say it again.
What, Dr. Quinn Medicine?
All right, back to the Ferals. Yeah, definitely. I think it's on Netflix. I'm going to watch it.
We should review that show. That was a good show.
Oh, yeah, we'll review that, but not round the twist.
No. I think we should do Dr. Quinn Medicine more.
No, I'd rather do Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan! That's also a good show.
I know nothing.
All right.
Maybe we should start off by this episode's proper content by looking at the extended.
Well, Lee's nearly falling asleep.
And
so
I think that echoes Star Wars because Star Wars with this episode 7 has destroyed a whole bunch of the extended universe of Star Wars. So yes,
probably for the best.
Yes, true. So, as we know, although the Thrawn trilogy is awesome, you should read it. I wish they made movies about that. Anyway, so at the end of The Ferals, we see the Ferals escaping down the sewer, and then it leads into Feral TV. Mm. So, we all were assigned two episodes of Feral TV to watch. Did you end up watching it,
Mike? Yeah. Yeah, and here's the kicker. I was discussing this with...
Hey, Mike, you're not first. Get to yours next.
No, I'm not going to talk about the episodes. All I'm going to say is
you need to talk about the episodes.
Maybe because you guys put them down so much and said how crap they were, I had really low expectations, but I really enjoyed them. I thought they were awesome.
Okay. Mm.
So okay, maybe we'll cover that when it gets to your two episodes.
Okay, I'll just repeat all that again. Sorry, Lee.
I went through... So there's 55 episodes of Feral TV that I can figure out. I think there was 25 in one season and 30 in the other. Currently, there are only 17 episodes uploaded onto YouTube. Mm. And I picked 6 that would watch. And they weren't picked, actually. They were just the first 6.
And we need to clarify for anybody who doesn't know, each episode's only about 5 minutes long.
Good point.
Bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, and they would... So, with the ABC in Australia, there's no advertising. There's still no advertising even to this day. So, they would use these shows to be filler for other shows that they would import from overseas that would be structured to have ads in them. So, normally, a show would have either 22 to 24 minutes... And this Feral TV episode would be 5 minutes, so it would make up the half an hour, so you'd get back onto the half an hour timing. So I believe you were first, Swinny, in the first 2 episodes that you reviewed.
Yes. Now, I don't know if these were chronological episodes, but I'm pretty certain the one I watched was the first, if not one of the first.
Because
it showed them actually creating Feral TV and hooking into the signal.
Cool.
Which one was that one?
It was called Feral Peril, and basically, first memory I had was, wow, I actually remember that theme song.
Yeah, I actually remember that. Yeah.
And I've got to say, it brought back some memories, whether or not they're positive or not. But basically, yeah, as I said, the show just had Raddus cutting into the signal. This actual episode was written by the puppet goddess Tina Matthews, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yes, and she comes up later in this episode.
So, also, I don't know if these characters were in other episodes, but they had some semi-racist stereotype characters manning the cameras. I can't do it, but like,
do it,
it's like
do
a
it.
Mexican stereotype. I can't do it.
What is
Inga,
it?
It's like,
I can't do it. But it's like, yes, sir, I can do that, sir, or something like that. You know, it was really weird. Wow, but anyway, it was semi. It wasn't too bad.
I'm confused. Who are the Mexican or Latino characters?
Were they in Dumb and Dumber?
No, it was like a cameraman or something. Anyway,
a cameraman? Did you say?
Yeah, it was like a cameraman. Or something.
Are you talking about the cockroach or?
No, not the cockroach. I was actually going to mention. So this episode had the introduction of Rodney the cockroach.
Mm. Yep.
It didn't have Kerry the toad, which we'll get into in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
My first thought about Rodney the cockroach was, I was really hoping that they would do a Poochie with him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Poochie died on the way back to his home planet. I really didn't like this character.
Yeah, Poochie sucks. Rodney sucks.
Rodney. But what I will say, I didn't like the Feral Peril whatsoever, but it was produced very well. Like the props, the costumes and everything. It was produced really well, but just, it's on a different level than the Feral show. It feels like it's appealing to a much more childish demographic.
Mm.
So the second episode I covered was called Dodgy Ads, which had a random Rugrats clip at the beginning, which was weird. And it pretty much featured the Toad character, which is named Kerry, which, as you've mentioned, Monkey Boy, is based on Kerry Packer, which is awesome.
Mm.
Forcing them to wear T-shirts that basically say, I love tasty toad juice. So it was basically... It was a whole episode about payola, which was cool.
Oh, okay.
And I actually thought this was much better than the first one.
Mm.
But still, just, you know what it was? For me, it missed the human character element to me that offset the zaniness of the Ferals. So, other than that, there was one thing that came about, which is the fact that Kerry has it in for Morty.
Oh, Kerry, the toad.
So
that happens in mine as well.
She has to seduce him to distract him in this episode. So those were my two, and overall, I'm really happy we didn't choose to review Feral TV.
So we did float the idea of reviewing every single Feral TV episode in our own little mini episodes, or doing it all in one big go, or I'm kind of glad we didn't do that. So I reviewed Fairy Tales and Dr. Frankenberger. So on Fairy Tales, it's sort of, it's a mishmash from the Grimm Fairy Tales, so Hansel and Gretel. And in this episode, it's funny you say that about Kerry. Morty's seducing Kerry to lure him, and then she basically locks him up into a closet so they can do whatever show they wanted to do. The highlights for me in this episode were Keith. Keith appeared in this episode, which I thought was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he had two roles, and it was like there's a few funny things. So he was a drummer in one scene, and he was a cop in the other. So there's, he's dressed up as a cop, which is cool. But the funny thing about it was he was talking to Morty. So they filmed it. It's like Keith talking to Morty, Morty talking to Keith back and forth. And it made me think, I don't think we saw that in all the Ferals.
There was a single scene, I think, where they both appeared momentarily, but they didn't talk from memory.
Exactly. They didn't talk to each other. One comment about it, and this definitely came up in the second episode that I reviewed as well. I know that they're filming for their Feral TV broadcast, but it felt more like theatre with the way that they were acting in it rather than a TV show, if that makes sense. Like, it was really apparent that they were, trying to get placing and all this other kind of stuff. So with the next episode that I reviewed, it was Dr. Frankenberger. And again, at least they didn't say it was Frankenberger, which was the monster. They did say Frankenberger's monster at one point, which I thought was cool.
That's good.
Exactly. That's an important part. So Radis is Dr. Frankenberger in this little episode, and he's put a criminal's brain inside of Darren, who is the dopey dog. And
that's pretty dark.
I know. Mm. But and you can see the little brain cap on his head. But as again, the treatment of Dr. Frankenstein's monster, the monster is regarded as an idiot. So
yes, I've spoken at length with people. I can't remember if both of you are involved, about my disappointment in how Frankenstein's monster is treated in popular culture. Very disappointed.
And Feral TV added to it. But what was weird about this episode was that there was one part where they needed to subdue the monster. So Mixie gave Darren, who is the monster, some plant food. And then for whatever reason, he basically turned into a King Kong. So it was a bit of a King Kong mashup at one stage. He grabbed Kerry, the toad, and climbed up a ladder, as a bit of an homage to the scene in King Kong where King Kong climbs up the Empire State Building, I think it is, from memory.
Yeah. Can I just ask, was this a show that they were filming, or this was actually meant to be happening?
It was originally a show, and then it turned into, real, if that makes sense. It was a weird episode. I agree with your comment that it felt actually like they had much, much more money. It's almost like they had the same budget, but because the episode's 5 minutes long, they just burn it on crazy sets and props. Because
don't have to pay for the human actors anymore.
That's true. So I liked how Keith came back, but both episodes, they just kind of, it was a bit scatterbrained. I was kind of watching it and I'm thinking, wow, this is perfect for the current generation that sort of plays with their phone and watches stuff. It's just if you don't watch it, you don't know what's going on. Things are changing constantly throughout the episode. So wasn't a big fan. Glad I only did two, not 17. and that goes into Mike's episodes. Which ones did you look at, Mike?
First of all, I think you're both wrong. I don't know what the hell's going on with you two. The episodes were fantastic, at least the two that I watched, so I'm going to have to watch the rest now just to see what I'll be missing out on.
There you go. That's the podcast you can do by yourself.
It's probably because I'm about a year younger than you guys, so I fall into that newer demographic of kids.
I don't think it works like that.
That bite-sized piece of information and have the attention span of What are you doing, Lee? Sorry, I... Anyway, back to this.
Wait, you have the attention span of, and then you get to start.
So,
can I just say, Mike, I think you just got two better episodes.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, maybe.
Quite
maybe.
Likely. Because I enjoyed both a lot. Now, the first one that I watched was Tadpole Connection. And it's about how Carrie, the big boss, has three tadpole babies called Carrie, Carrie, and Carrie that he brings to work. And there's even like little lines where he goes, they'll be running this place one day. You know, the whole idea of nepotency, which I'm sure exists in the real world.
Nepotism.
Nepotism, whatever. Nepo, whatever. And.
Nepilepsy.
It's a really dark episode, though. It really is. It only goes for 5 minutes, like the rest of them. But it's a really dark episode because they end up flushing the three tadpoles down the toilet. Some of them end up...
But aren't they already in the sewer?
They are. This is like the sewer of the sewer. So then they end up having to find him. Darren and Mixie, I think from memory, have to go and find him. Because obviously, you know, they just murdered them. And in between, there's weird parts where, like, I think Redis goes, Rodney, Rakoff, he goes, Rodney, this is my show, so Rakoff and die. Like, it's quite crude, really, really dark. Anyway, it turns out, in between, they freak out because they flushed Carrie's kids down the toilet. So they go to the pet shop to get another three of them, or they get them delivered or something. Thinking, you know, they're just going to pass them off as Carrie's own kids. Turns out in the end, they were okay. Kids made it. But they ended up flushing the replacement children down the toilet and killing them instead. It's a really dark episode, yeah.
Monkey Boy, I blame you for giving him the better episode.
And then the second one was called The Mighty Dorky Power Whingers. Obviously, you know, after the Mighty... whatever Power Rangers.
I've seen screenshots of this. They're like in these...
Yeah, well, what happens is, yeah, for whatever like reason, they have 10,000 lampshades that they need to flog off. So they have a little meeting trying to figure out how to flog them off, and someone has an idea that they create these Power Rangers using those helmets to try to flog the helmets off, to repurpose them as Power Ranger helmets. So they have this really corny, horrible, shitty-looking Power Ranger rip-off show just to sell these helmets, which they do. They sell all 10,000 of them and then they can the show because they've got nothing left to sell.
10,000
yep, lampshades that they turn into. And there's a lot of really funny parts. It's got Keith as Blowfly Boy, so he's one of the baddies dressed up as a blowfly. It's quite good.
Blowfly Boy.
And then at the end, they...
Yep. Wait, where's the space? Is it Blowfly Boy or Blowfly Boy?
I don't know. I didn't see the credits. No, I think it was Blowfly. It's Blowfly in a single word. I'm pretty sure, having watched the show, that's what it was trying to imply. And then it was really good because right at the end, after they sell all that crap, they go, oh, now we got to come up with some other show to be able to sell all these bananas and all these pajamas that we have. And they've got like boxes of pajamas and bananas.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But then they go, man, there's no way we will ever be able to sell this. No one's going to want to buy bananas and pajamas. So,
it actually sounds pretty funny.
Quite good, yeah. That was a really, really good episode. Both of them were quite good.
So, without going into ratings, maybe just a thumbs up or thumbs down. What would you give it?
Thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up? And Swinny?
I give it a thumbs down, but not as bad as I was expecting.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs down. I actually think the theme song for Feral TV is catchier than the Ferals. And
isn't it like
what you're Radice saying?
The Rat, Modigliano the Cat.
Blah, you guys blah, just blah, got
yeah, it's kind of like more upbeat. Maybe, but I mean, that's four episodes, right? So, four episodes, and
I'm gonna watch your episodes, and I want to see if it happens to just be that I just like the format more, just because it's nice, short, sweet, concentrated humor.
What I'll also say is, I'm glad that we made a decision quite early not to watch anything beyond a couple, just to wrap up,
Yeah.
Because the episodes don't really lend themselves to a review format as well as a normal television product.
That's true.
There's no really... there's no dual plot lines. There's no setups that take, you know, a whole episode to play off.
Yeah, it's just an event.
But it could...
It's just... Here's a situation. Here's the ferals acting stupid in the situation with a couple of one-liners. That's pretty much what it is.
It's basically with the normal feral episode where, you know, the punchline at the end where you've got the final act... It's basically just the final act, and they've added this little bit on at the front to give you the setup of that final act.
But it works well. I honestly really enjoyed it. I think it worked well. I think if we reviewed these, our podcasts would probably be a quarter of the length. Less people would fall asleep, crash their car, and now need to drive a shitty little Barina that...
Well, I think Lee's fallen asleep.
The point is, though, tired, that... Yes. I think even though the episodes only go for 5 minutes and the normal episodes go for, say, 25, I reckon there's even less than a fifth of the content to actually review because of how simple it has to be.
But they're very rich. Like, the episode that I watched is very rich in what it contains. It's like a constant... It's like if you go to the supermarket and you have the option of buying concentrated... dishwashing liquid versus normal dishwashing liquid. you can get the normal stuff. It's gonna last you maybe longer. You may not enjoy the taste of it as much as the concentrated one, for instance. I don't know. But the concentrated stuff is really good.
Okay. All right. I
think that wraps up for TV.
I get your point.
So, I think, you know, watch at your own peril. 2 out of 3 of us dislike, probably thought it was better than what we remembered or what we expected, and Mike loved it. Is that fair?
That's very fair, yes. Fair.
Sounds fair.
You guys have no taste.
So, we're going to move on to the blooper tapes. So, I don't want to name names for fear that I'll be on the blacklist, but I was looking at the blooper tapes and kind of wondering, how the hell did they find these blooper tapes? It makes no sense, right? Because surely these are just the cast and crew have access to them, right? Now, I saw the username for who uploaded the goof tapes, and it's Moddy01.
Okay.
Ooh, I know what you're hinting at.
I think I know he uploaded them. We don't want to, like, implicate anyone here, but...
Well, when I watched it, I had the same thing. I'm like, wait a second. This is not something for the general public.
Yeah.
So I see what you guys are alluding to.
Now, I watched the season 1 goof tape and the Feral TV goof tape. Did you guys watch those two or just the season 1?
I only saw the season 1 goof tape, and the season 2 unfortunately didn't have any sound, which was a shame.
So with the season 2 one, what happened was, there was, because as you could tell from season 1 and the Feral TV goof tape, they use pop culture songs,
I noticed that too.
Like actual real songs as a backing track. So what they've been uploaded on YouTube, so YouTube automatically finds the tag if you've actually using a commercial song, and if it's on a ban list, they just mute the audio. So that's how come the audio got muted for Goof Tape for season 2. So we won't talk about it because we couldn't really
mute the entire track as opposed to, you know, just muting section.
Yeah,
they, depending on the situation, they might also replace it with a more generic track that they have in their library or something.
Yeah. So it actually must have happened recently because I watched it with the sound. Like, when we were doing the show at the start, I checked it out, and I watched it, and now it's been muted. So, unfortunately, I didn't download that copy before it was muted, which is a bit of a shame. Because supposedly there were a lot of F-bombs dropped and stuff like that in the season 2 goof tape.
You wouldn't steal a policeman's hat.
So, I guess we'll just look at the season 2 one, given that Swinney didn't see the Feral TV one.
Season 1,
yeah. Sorry, I said season 2, didn't I? So, I mean, I didn't really have any major things to talk about it. I just...
I had some notes.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay, go on.
if yep. I may interject. If you if you print a 3D house using a 3D printer, are you technically downloading someone's house?
Well, not if you're printing it, right? Like, if you download the file, you downloaded the house, right?
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Are you downloading someone's house? Is it illegal?
But who owns that house? Unless you're talking about the person who owns the rights to the 3D printer file.
Someone owns that house.
No, but it depends. If it's for free resource, if it isn't. If it's copyrighted, yeah, you are illegally downloading the plans to a house.
I have no further questions.
Why does it have to be a house? Couldn't you have talked about something that was a bit more realistic for a 3D printer?
No, you can. There's 3D concrete printers. They print houses in 3D using concrete. Yeah.
Well, yeah. They haven't been that successful, but that's true. They've started doing that in China a little bit. Anyway, let's go back to the goof tape. I thought that was somehow going to be related to the goof tape. why do I have expectations still?
Some of the things that I picked up in this... Yep. tape, which was pretty funny, was the baby from I forget what episode it was, but they were punching the baby's head in and it was collapsing and popping back out because it was rubber baby. Darren French kissing somebody, I couldn't see who it was, but it was really disgusting. You had Keith with VB in the cigarettes, which was awesome.
That was a good bit.
He's always got the
Moddy and Radis making out, which again was really weird.
Yeah, that was.
You had Radis the part where Radis is serenading Moddy when he's in love with her, and then I think Radis says, "Well, oh no, actually, Moddy says we're not really alone because Mel's down here as well."
Down, I remember that,
which was awesome. And when Radis is getting shaken by the massive hand in, I think it's the Rock Horror episode, and his eye just falls out. Which
I remember
awesome.
That bit as well. The bits that I sort of were highlighting or picked up was that, you know how we know that Darren's puppeteer was, let's just say he marched in the Mardi Gras, right? Whenever he went off, like, the script, it was hilarious. I thought it was really, really funny. The outtakes with Mel singing as Moddy made me laugh. And there was one little line where Mig was talking to Brian out of character. And he called him something like, "Hey Shirley Temple features." And you could see Brian was like, "What? What does that mean?" I thought that was pretty funny. But I actually had way more comments about the Feral TV goof tape. I don't know, do you remember that, Mike?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, there were funny. There were a few funny things. Like, they actually... I don't think they had titles for a lot of the episodes, so they just started making up some stuff. And one of them was Kerry's Home Pornos. Like, they actually titled the episode Kerry's Home Pornos. Like, when they were doing the snaps. You know, like, snap,
should have given, that episode to Mike.
What else were there? There were a few funny bits with Mixie... Emma, who's a puppeteer for Mixie, she kept on screwing up her lines for like half the thing.
Classic Emma.
That we saw. Did you see that there was a scene where there were multiple Radises? Yeah. So they obviously had created multiple Radises, and there were heaps more swearing in this. Like one bit where Darren said "shut the F up," like during a scene as Darren. I thought that was quite funny. So, and one thing is, I thought with the Feral TV goof tape, there was heaps more energy in that. Like, they really looked like they were loving what they were doing and enjoying it a lot more than season one. And then maybe that was just how they cut it, but sort of just the vibe from it. I don't know if you picked that up, Mike.
Yes, I did.
Fantastic.
Great add-in.
great addition. No more comments. The last thing I was going to say is the funniest part for me was where Keith had a rubber in his hand.
Yeah, that was a good part.
Yeah, so there's one bit where Keith's got a rubber swinny and he's like, oh, you know, trying to pick up one of the crew.
was he wearing overalls?
Yeah, I think he was.
Because I know that Mel talked about Keith wearing overalls, but we never saw that in the normal series, so... That's where it came from. It was in Feral TV.
Yeah.
So.
Seemed like Keith was in it quite a bit.
But I haven't actually watched these. Shh.
Anyway, so moving on from the bloopers, did you watch any of the Mixie
videos that I put in the run chain.
I didn't watch any of those.
I attempted to.
So basically, I flicked through it.
Mixie was just a whole lot of, you know, maybe 3-4 minute segments that were tailing on the end of other ABC Kids shows, and they were targeted at preschoolers, basically.
Like so, 3-year-olds.
Yeah, so Mixie, we talked about this with Mel as well, but Mixie's puppet was cleaned up and, you know, so she wasn't a mangy feral rabbit anymore.
Mm.
But the tone was really hard for me to watch because, obviously, it's for preschools, but also because it's so different to the character that I was used to from the ferals. It was a completely new character, basically.
Yeah.
Just had the same name and had the same, obviously, puppeteer and voice actress. But all in all, otherwise she was a completely different character.
Yeah.
So it was weird. It was like watching something that you feel strongly linked to because we've watched so many episodes, completely devoid of everything that you liked about the character. So.
Yeah, the voice, it was like, for a little while, I was even questioning whether it was the same person, but it definitely was. She'd really softened her voice instead of like making the harsh tones. And the only other thing I wanted to say was, it felt like Mel, who plays Moddy and Keith in the Ferals, it felt like he was the other puppet. I don't know if you saw the scenes with the other puppet.
Joe. Was it a dog? Or I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
Wait, you felt through a force feeling, or is that because you talked and it sounded like Mel?
It sounded a bit like him.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was Mel. I thought we'd already discussed that, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe I could be mistaken, but I was the same. I thought that as well.
Mm.
But it was a shame to see the fact that we know obviously that the Ferals finished up and Feral TV finished up, and it was great that the characters could live on in some way, but to live on in such a childish manner.
Mm.
I guess what's interesting is when I was watching some of the episodes, is a lot of people's comments on YouTube were saying this was my childhood. You know, they remember this character like that.
Well, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and for me, I'm like, wow, this is so weird that this character was not. I won't say reduced to that, but it was changed to level to appeal to such a different demographic, and anyway.
Because we had 55 5-minute episodes of Feral TV, and then after that, the characters basically branched off. So, Moddy actually lasted the longest. So, Mixie. Mixie was doing these type of little features, I think all the way up to 2002.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. A lot of them aren't really, like, well-documented. Then, I didn't know this, but there's another ABC show that was for kids called Numbers Count. And it's got Raddus in it and Moddy.
Yeah.
But I cannot find even a picture of it. Right? So there's certainly no video that I could find.
I imagine that Raddus would be really difficult to watch in that toned down version.
Totally. And then we have Moddy, who was on Creature Features, which we also couldn't really find much of. Like, I think it was in the... I think one of the behind the scenes things was from Creature Features, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I've... the interview with Moddy that I talked about in probably like 20 episodes ago on the podcast was Creature Features. And I think that character, it's weird that I didn't get that feeling when I've seen the short clips of Moddy from Creature Features. I didn't get the same feeling that I got with Mixie, because I think Creature Features is slightly older demographic.
Yeah.
Just slightly older. And could almost be the same level of appeal for... than the normal ferals was, but Mixie was just that preschool. So
And
just,
I mean,
just quickly, did,
yeah, go on.
Was there ever a release of the Ferals TV on DVD? Because I could swear at the end of the Ferals TV episode I watched,
no,
it said something about you can now grab the blah 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 on DVD from all ABC shops or something like that.
No way.
I'm gonna watch that episode again. No. I swear it said something about that.
Are you sure it wasn't saying VHS? Or was it saying DVD? VHS.
Keep in mind, these were like 97 or so, 97, 98, that they were done in.
Yeah, but DVD came out like 97. And these type of things weren't appearing on DVD at that point in time.
Then. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into our review of The Feral's Fantastic Fun Book, first time I've said it correctly on the podcast, there were also the behind-the-scenes and script-writing clips. I'm not sure if you guys watched it. We've definitely watched the behind-the-scenes one before, because it shows the puppeteers, you know, manipulating the puppets. And do you remember at the time we were talking about it saying we didn't see Modigliana in the behind-the-scenes?
Correct.
Yes.
And it was because Keith was there. So it was Mel.
So obviously he is okay.
Modigliana and Keith. There we go. We've circled that little loop that's out there.
Of course.
But the one thing I did want to talk about was the script writing clip. Did you guys watch it? Or?
Yeah. I thought it was cool. Actually, not. It was pretty interesting. It was short, but
it was super interesting. Yeah, it was super interesting.
Now, can I just say, was this Joan Sowers or Sowers? Because I have her as the writer for the 15 Seconds of Fame episode. And is that the one where Darren loses his... becomes super smart?
It's the one he gets super smart, but she said her name is Kristen Dumphy.
I had her
as the writer
for Exam Fever, so I have a feeling that IMDb's got this one wrong then.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, because I looked at it and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of actually checking them against... Because I don't think IMDb is very accurate.
No.
Because they also have Raddus in 26 episodes. He's in every single one.
So, but the thing is, normally they would just be inaccurate for lack of information as opposed to having a completely wrong name against it. Now, Kristen Dumphy...
Dunstan?
I'll get a bit more into the writers when we get to Where Are They Now kind of segment. The only episode that she has credits towards on IMDb is the Exam Fever episode, which, when I think about it, Exam Fever, wasn't Joe trying to do the hypnotizing? So it was that episode.
Yeah, that's the one. That is the one.
They did get it correct then. For some reason, okay. I thought it was 15 Seconds of Fame.
What are you talking about?
Well, you didn't correct me when I said it. I was trying to figure out which episode Darren became smart in.
No, but you didn't say that. You said a different one.
Yeah, I asked, was that the one? You didn't correct me.
No, I said, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I said, I don't know if I trust it.
I'm glad we resolved the fact that IMDb has actually become accurate for once.
Okay, it's accurate on this one. What I wanted to say in this is, it was really interesting. It's well worth watching. It's only like 4 minutes. The thing I liked about it was, like two bits, that she had to write the episode 4 or 5 times because of all the input. Which amazes me, because so many of the episodes we watch it and go, seriously, did they, you know, just like spit this one out and then move on? So obviously they're very invested and they care about it a lot. But the part that I really liked was when she goes, I needed to have a mechanism for Darren to become super smart. And I first thought, oh, bop him over the head. Nah, that's kind of boring. I was like, that seems to be their go-to move in this show, bop someone over the head. So that was the only bit that I really like, thought was awesome.
That was good. And as I said, this is the only episode that she has writing credits on. However, in saying that, it seems like everybody moved around different positions in the production of this show. So chances are she was involved in the show in other measures outside of just being a writer. So
yeah, it was a very unusual, wasn't it? Like normally with TV shows, you get certain people that have a long run where they're writing a lot of episodes, but in this show, there's a bunch of writers that only wrote 1 or 2 episodes. The majority, actually.
All right, maybe I'll chat a bit more about the writers when we get up to that, so...
Yeah. So I think it's time that we can move on to what we called out in one of the first episodes, actually, The Feral's Fantastic Fun Book.
Ooh,
so we all had a chance to look at it.
Is it fantastic? I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I don't know about you, but I was actually reading it. I was just hoping for, like, little nuggets where it was kind of a bit, oh, that's a nod to the adults out there. I couldn't find any. I don't
really
know if you could.
Oh, I found some dodgy stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you lead with that?
Well, how are we going to review this? We're going to actually talk about...
Let's just call out bits that we like.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, first of all, in the Feral's family section, I loved that Raddus, one of his family, was his descendants was the first rat of the penal colonies in Australia. So I love that they link Raddus back to being, you know, a convict, which was awesome. Yeah. And the fact that they say something about a movie called Modigliana, Queen of the Desert, which I thought was fantastic. And I think that was linked from her descendant named Scabba or something like that. Oh, that's right. Her descendant started the band Scabba, hence Modigliana, Queen of the Desert. So I thought that was awesome. But probably the most adult thing is in the Raddus profile, which was a magazine called Cheese Boy. And it said Entertainment for Rats, Danish Blue Edition. So I thought that was really funny. So
okay. Yeah, I missed that. But it wasn't like overt, like throughout the whole thing they weren't throwing out little nuggets of adult sort of humor, like mixed in with kid humor, like that you see a lot in these type of material. And maybe we'll take a step back. So this is like a 34-page book or 32-page book that's just dedicated to the Ferrells, their backstory, more information about the characters. It is so weird. Like, I can't really picture how this worked or how they got this to be approved and actually sold it. But people had heard about it. Like, when I was reading on some of the forums and stuff, people actually remembered it. So I never saw this. I don't know about you guys, but I just thought it's a bit weird that they even made it.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
But,
it seemed like a bit of a pet project for Garth Frost, who was one of the puppet designers. It felt like that he kind of wanted to do something special with the show. And what's interesting is this was published in 96, but it's definitely placed before the start of Feral TV, which I was really happy about, because that meant that nothing that they talked about went over our heads in regards to...
That's true.
..the storylines and, I guess, the canon, if you can say... that. For instance, on Raddus's profile, it says that he dislikes his middle name, and now we know it's Rattalus Panelaratus. So that's little in-joke that only we would have gotten because Mel told us. And
That's a really good point. I don't actually think... That's not in the show at all, and that's not in anything else. So I think if we could say one thing that this podcast has done, we've uncovered his full name.
And I also like in the dislikes, it said that he dislikes people watching him go to the toilet. Which was perfect for the Ratty Ratty Bang Bang episode, which Mike loved so much.
And that will come up again. I think for me, the biggest takeaway from this book, for like especially when we've gone and reviewed every single episode of the Ferrells, is they actually have a comic that runs throughout this book, a black and white comic. That's, I don't know, it's about 8 pages long, I think, if you consolidated it.
It's and called it actually tells A Tale of Four Ferrells.
Yeah, A Tale of Four Ferrells by Charles Reckings. And it tells the backstory of all the Ferrells and how they got together and how they ended up in the shed, which I thought was really cool.
It was.
Until I started reading it, and I'm like, man, this is dark.
Oh, it is very dark.
It's so dark. I guess it's not.
It starts off with Moddy's owner dying and her only caring about food. So and you see, like, the grandmother, it? Like, dead with her eyes to either side on being wheeled away by the ambulance.
The fifth frame. So the first frame is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to... No, this one's, like, too fat, whatever. Oh, I'll take this cat. And then the fourth frame, Moddy is, like, happy. Like, it's kind of, like, living the high life. And the fifth frame... His grandma's dead. It's so dark. And there's even like a little frame of Moddy up on the wall. So they didn't want to show her happiness at all. There's one frame of this whole comic where Moddy is happy. And then it's like, you know, she's not getting fed. And she's getting depressed and starting to panic.
And it continues.
It's so screwed up, man.
It continues on and shows her bumping into Raddus. And I love that in Raddus's home... where it's got all his brothers and sisters, like the 116 of them, whatever it is, there's a sign that says, "Bless this festering nest," up in the home, which I thought was a really, really cool take on the bless this mess or something. I don't know. Like, it was a really cool touch anyway. But
And then, basically he got kicked out, I think, right?
He did.
Yeah, he got... No, he said that he wanted to go out on the road and make... And live, like, on the... Make his own money and stuff. Basically, he went left of his own accord. And then he had these thoughts, should I go back? But then, no, he stuck it out.
He wanted to become a street rat.
Street rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted to find the easy money.
And then he finds his way to Midgigliana somehow, and then they find Darren in a dumpster. And it shows how he got lost from his owner, which was a farmer, which was cool.
And it's so dark.
And he's just hissing on, like, a dog pound person, you know, collector or whatever you call them. But it's like this massive spray of piss coming out the back of Darren.
And can I just say, it seemed like Darren was, like, super happy with his owner. And the owner was like, stay put, Darren, I'll be back soon. So it actually sounded like, you know, this owner was good to Darren.
Yeah, he was good to Darren.
And, yeah, and it's because he needed to pee. He jumped off the ute and got chased away by this city pound, dog pound inspector. So then he got lost. So it's actually, like, throughout this entire show, Darren is, like, a lost dog, basically.
Well, there's a sign that says, sorry, mate, I had to go come back home or something.
It said, sorry, Darren couldn't wait, come home, Farmer Norm?
Farmer Norm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't know how long, you know, it could have been days, we don't know, so.
So, what, that's 3 out of 3 stories out of, I guess Radis isn't so dark, certainly not the darkest out of these three. And then we have Mixie's backstory, which is...
Sheesh. Wow. This was full on.
She was...
So
she was someone's quote-unquote beloved pet. Wasn't exactly a beloved pet, because she looked like she had a horrible family that completely mistreated her.
I was just saying, she's pooping on the kid.
Yeah, look at him. He deserves to be pooped on. And then
it's like little pellets.
They take her to one of those Eden Cosmetics testing plant where they test cosmetics out to do testing on her. And then that's how the rest of the girls find her. She's being tested on.
Did you guys catch what it was at first? Because they, as Monkey Boy said, they split this up, I think, into 3 parts. End of the second part, you saw what was obviously Mixie being dipped into a vat of something with her ears.
Yeah.
And
it's like,
It was like,
I noticed it was her.
And I'm thinking, are they cooking her
that's
or something?
That's the part
like,
I didn't know. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out either.
I don't know what's worse, Mixie being used, like, to be cooked or being used for testing cosmetics. They both sound so just
full on. I thought she was, being tested for cosmetics. I got a bit confused when it goes, stop drooling, Darren. So he was, like, drooling because he was going to eat her or something? So I probably, like, I thought straight away it was, like, testing. But I'm like, surely not.
Previously he goes something edible. He's been drooling the whole time. I don't think he drools at that.
Yeah, it's just true.
He's been drooling because he thinks there's something edible there.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically her backstory. And then I don't really understand how they happen across the shed. They're just like, there's one scene where they're like, oh, everyone needs a home. And then they just find the shed.
Yeah.
Because they want to find something near the rubbish dump.
It's cool. I love that all their dream homes combined into the shed. It was awesome. But just before that, they had a part where they're like, oh, we're going to become a gang. And then they have the theme song lyrics behind the pictures. Mm-hmm. Now, from looking at it closely, I can confirm, Mike, that the official lyrics aren't not going to get you back. They're just...
say that? Hang on.
Going to get...
Rat, kill Radis.
So it's not going to get you back, it's just going to get you, okay? Because it says... It's hard to see, but it says, they're the ferals, not back.
They're the ferals.
Well, you're reading it right now.
I don't know. It's,
so yeah,
it's
I thought
because it goes all the way to the left.
No,
the ferals don't mess with the ferals. Something.
They're gonna get you. They're the ferals. You can see it says there.
Where?
Anyway.
So, this was the biggest takeaway from the Fantastic Fun book.
I've zoomed this
in
and put it into our
chat. What is Michael doing?
Stop!
I can't even see it because I think I'm on the new version.
You don't want to.
I can't see anything.
When did you do that, Mike?
Oh, I'm missing out.
You don't want to see it.
I don't know why I can't see this.
Check the Google Drive.
Can I just say there's some.
Is
other...
it on Google Drive?
Oh, God.
Yeah, go on.
Can I just explain? It's a very lewd Photoshop picture of Monkey Boy, okay? Okay. So, do we want to call out some other things? Yes.
Oh, what? You know that I automatically download anything that you put in this bloody drive?
Oh, okay.
Probably shouldn't have said that. Where'd you put it in the drive?
It's just in the finale.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he did put it in the finale.
JPG.
Oh, you dickhead. That's so disturbing, man. That's so disturbing. You need better Photoshop skills.
Dude, I had like freaking 30 seconds to do it.
Okay.
Back to it.
Can we call out some other parts?
That was my biggest takeaway. That was my biggest takeaway, the comic. Because it gave the backstory, which we didn't know.
Yeah, fully. Yeah, two big takeaways.
Oh, to me,
the only other thing that I... Go on. Sweeney?
Oh, well, I've clearly taken more away from this, so maybe it's best if you say what you've found, and then I'll...
No, I'm just saying that was the biggest. I think there's, like, other stuff, but that to me is, like... Because it's actually, like, adding to the universe, you know? It's kind of like, oh, that's the story before. The other thing was that we see Darren's full name.
Yes.
Like, this has not come up at all.
And I was shocked. I'm like, what?
I know, same.
So
it's his full name is Darren Dumthwaite. Now, is this a jab at Daryl Braithwaite?
Oh,
the guy who sings that horse's song?
Probably.
Sounds like it, yeah.
How harsh is that? He's awesome, Daryl Braithwaite. Why are they having a go at him?
Didn't he sing that horse's song? Wild Horses or something?
Oh, that song's so good. I like that song.
I also like that they confirmed that he's a dingo... / German Shepherd / Mongrel Cross. Mm. However, they really need to brush up on their breed knowledge, because technically German Shepherd's not the name of the breed.
Oh, here we go. Tell us what the name
really,
of the breed
what
is.
What is it?
The official name of that breed, at least in Australia and in England, is German Shepherd Dog. I'm not kidding.
It's awesome.
It's actually awesome. In the breeding communities, it's often abbreviated to GSD.
Why do they need to do that? I mean, what? Someone's going to confuse it with, what, a cat or a fox or some other animal.
I don't know. It's stupid. Like, there's a couple of other dogs that do have dog at the end officially, but it's so redundant. It's like, am I going to, confuse it for a friggin' tortoise or something? So
no, you're going to confuse it with people who are sheep shepherds from German descent.
Well, good point. I'll pay that.
But I also thought you can't breed a dingo and a German Shepherd. Or is it just that he's not a viable offspring? Like, he won't then be able to have babies.
I don't know if you couldn't or not. I have no idea.
Anyway. So off topic.
Anyway,
So what were the other takeaways that you got fan book?
Staying on Darren's profile. So it has a picture of Darren's mum, who's a convict, which is really weird.
He has
a sexy sheep photo that says "Thanks for the memory, Barbara XXXX," which was you're saying adult things. That was pretty full on.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It's awesome. I like that there's dog food called Chuck, and it says it contains everything, 100% recycled. And the fact that the has Dumb, Dumber and Dumbest as a movie ticket. I'm thinking, that's probably way better a title than the two Dumb and Dumber sequels or non-sequels were. Dumb and Dumberist or whatever. So,
or Dumb and Dumber 2.
That's it, Dumb and Dumber 2, that's right. So,
yeah, no, I couldn't remember it either.
But,
but I feel like if you have Dumb, Dumber and Dumberist, you need to have a third character, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's why it's Darren.
And I guess there is a third character in that movie, really.
Oh, yeah, his daughter that's not his daughter.
Well, no spoilers. One of their daughters.
Yeah. But I did like... He had Mixie's family tree. I really liked that part.
Yeah,
where it showed... had some of her siblings were Whiskey, who had drunk bubbles. Lobotomy, who had a blank stare. Scabby, who reminded me of the rabbit from Meet the Feebles. And some, like, bleedy and vomity, and it wasn't very nice at all. But then I had a weird...
And how about Pussy?
Yeah, it had a Pussy as well. So, there's also Where Are They Now segment, which was really dark, and it had, like, great Aunt Patty, and it had, like, ears coming out of a hamburger.
Uncle Quiche.
And Uncle Quiche, who was in a quiche, obviously, and Uncle Stu, who was in a vat of, like, rabbit stew, I guess. But I thought there were some really cool other segments. But one in particular reminded me of you, Mike, which was basically when they talk about... there was a feral quiz. It wasn't that great, but one of them said, how often should you bath? Or something that said, like, once a day, once a week, once a month, or just once. Now, can you remind me about Uni Mike's shower theory, Mike?
What was my shower
basically,
theory?
Basically... Didn't you have a theory that the less you showered, the more that you would appeal to women because of pheromones?
Hey, let me put it this way.
Yes, you did this.
Back
yes,
in
you
uni,
did say that. You did
I had
say
no
that.
Problems with that stuff. I shower every day now, and I'm single. You do the math.
Good point. Theory's proven correct. Just by Mike's sample alone. No,
I did like the dark humour that was on the back of the book. So on the back, well, you know, the back cover.
Yeah.
And you usually have quotes from people. So it says, what do they say about the ferals? And one of them is fun, fantastic, totally feral, full of the irreverence that characterises the ABC TV show by ABC publicity.
This reminds me of that.
I love that there was...
Yeah, go.
No, you go. You're clearly talking off topic.
No. It's somewhat on topic. It reminds me of the Banksy book with the quote on the back that says, there's nowhere you're going to get a quote from us to use on your book cover. Metropolitan Police spokesperson.
Yeah, I know. I like that as well.
I like that they just included a random thesaurus entry, basically about the term feral.
Yeah, I know.
Which was cool.
And then we have the Advance Australia Feral. So this has actually popped up a few times.
Yes.
So the full lyrics. I think we've actually said the lyrics before on the show. So
I don't think
we need to say it again.
Yeah, I sang them very badly. And I thought we actually made a guess that it might be from this book. So we were right, I think.
Yeah. We were right. So I think this is something that would go viral because it kind of tickles, you know, the fancy of people. And they sort of, oh, okay, I think I know what that is. And then we also have instructions on how to create your own feral party.
Yeah, this had heaps of content in this one.
Yeah, I actually think the whole book, it actually had a lot more content than I even guessed it would. Like, when I was reading through, I'm like, oh my God, this is like... gone forever because I wanted to really like make sure I get my teeth into it so they have some recipes and they look disgusting, and I think that, you know, obviously that's the point. And then what else is there? I didn't think there was anything that funny in the do-it-yourself party. I guess it's because Mixie is organising it.
I like that they had lots of jokes, and they were a bit hard to read in the scans, but one of them was what has four legs, whiskers, a tail and flies? And the answer was a dead cat. Like, whoa, okay. That's a bit like the rabbit in a blender joke.
And I guess the last thing that I wanted to say was then we also have the infamous picture of Moddy in the bikini.
Yes.
A la, you know, Princess Leia in Return of the Jedi in her golden bikini. This is Mixie's money shot.
And she had a what's hot, what's not part. And... under the hot section, she had fur implants.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I always thought that was disturbing as well. But yeah, this was a funny image. We did see it during the show, though, I think. where she had to do that spot on the TV show to get some money to pay them back. So
yes,
so it kind of like stole his thunder a little bit. Was there anything else that we wanted to talk about?
Well, on that page, you had etiquette, and it said never lick yourself anywhere personal in public.
Oh yeah, I know that was like one of the things I was like, whoa, never lick yourself anywhere, quote unquote, personal in public.
But look,
and it also says only 3 rules apply.
Shit. There's lots of little things, but we'll be here forever if we mention them all. But I think overall, it was a really good bit of extended universe for the Ferals, especially the fact that we learnt their origins. So I really enjoyed it.
So I think what we'll do is, because I don't think you can get access to this anymore. Thank God I saved it. Because I think the original place where we got it from is down.
Yeah, thank God during the time of the podcast. So
I think what I'll do is I'll actually upload it on our website so that people can actually see it.
Yeah.
Because you cannot buy this anywhere. So I hope it's not infringing on anything. And if it is, they can tell us and we'll take it down. But otherwise, it'll be sweet. And the last thing I wanted to say was that photo, that tattoo of Raddus that I sent you guys the other week.
Where did you find
that? So there's a guy out
there. Did you randomly just find
it? I was doing a search on Instagram just to see, you know, what people are talking about the Ferals, and it popped up. So this guy has got a tattoo, and on top of the tattoo it says no genre, no gender, which I don't really understand. But then it has this sick tattoo of Raddus. Now, you know, we have a very niche podcast. This is even more of a niche tattoo. Surely this guy, and I think there is another guy who has a Raddus tattoo, but it's even worse. This has got to be one of the most niche tattoos that you could ever get. And it's pretty cool, actually. I thought it was actually pretty cool.
It's up there. I mean, it was done well, as much as, you know, obviously there's different opinions about tattoos, about pop culture things, but at least it looked really good. Even, you know, regardless of your opinions on that. But I thought it was really good, so...
Yeah, I actually think it's cool. I think, like, look, if you're going to cover yourself in tattoos, this is kind of funny. It's amusing, you know. I don't actually think that this show will go out of favor or out of fashion or anything. It's just one of those really weird shows that would never happen again in the current climate. So I think that wraps up the fun book.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.